making our beds, and I would count the ways. Poison sprinkled on her cereal. A wicked undertow off the beach, lightning striking. In the end, though, I did not kill my sister. She did it all on her own. Or at least, this is what I tell myself.
Monday. From Kin by Carl Sandburg. Brother, I am fire, surging under ocean floor. I shall never meet you, brother. Not for years, anyhow. Maybe thousands of years, brother. Then I will warm you, hold you close, wrap you in circles, use you and change you. Maybe thousands of years, brother. Anna. When I was little, the great mystery to me wasn't how babies were made, but why. The mechanics I understood. My older brother Jesse had filled me in, although at the time I was sure he'd heard half of it wrong. Other kids my age were busy looking up the words penis and vagina in the classroom dictionary when the teacher had her back turned. But I paid attention to different details, like why some mothers had only one child, while other families seemed to multiply before your eyes, or how the new girl in school, Sedona, told anyone who'd listen that she was named for the place where her parents were vacationing when they made her. Good thing they weren't staying in Jersey City, my father used to say. Now that I am 13, these distinctions are only more complicated. The eighth grader who dropped out of school because she got into trouble. A neighbor who got herself pregnant in the hopes it would keep her husband from filing for divorce. I'm telling you, if aliens landed on Earth today and took a good hard look at why babies get born, they'd conclude that most people have children by accident, or because they drink too much on a certain night, or because birth control isn't 100%, or for 1,000 other reasons that really aren't very flattering. On the other hand, I was born for a very specific purpose. I wasn't the result of a cheap bottle of wine or a full moon or the heat of the moment. I was born because a scientist managed to hook up my mother's eggs and my father's sperm to create a specific combination of precious genetic material. In fact, when Jesse told me how babies get made and I, the great disbeliever, decided to ask my parents the truth, I got more than I bargained for. They sat me down and told me all the usual stuff, of course, but they also explained that they chose little embryonic me, specifically because I could save my sister, Kate. We loved you even more, my mother made sure to say, because we knew exactly what we were getting. It made me wonder, though, what would have happened if Kate had been healthy. Chances are I'd still be floating up in heaven or wherever, waiting to be attached to a body to spend some time on Earth. Certainly, I would not be part of this family. See, unlike the rest of the free world, I didn't get here by accident. And if your parents have you for a reason, then that reason better exist. Because once it's gone, so are you. Pawn shops may be full of junk, but they're also a breeding ground for stories, if you ask me. Not that you did. What happened to make a person trade in the never-before-worn diamond solitaire? Who needed money so badly they'd sell a teddy bear missing an eye? As I walk up to the counter, I wonder if someone will look at the locket I'm about to give up and ask these same questions. The man at the cash register has a nose the shape of a turnip, and eyes sunk so deep I can't imagine how he sees well enough to go about his business. "Need something?" he asks. It's all I can do not to turn around and walk out the door, pretend I've come in by mistake. The only thing that keeps me steady is knowing I am not the first person to stand in front of this counter, holding the one item in the world I never thought I'd part with. "I have something to sell," I tell him.
"Am I supposed to guess what it is?"
Oh, swallow.